Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Adela, and you are listening to my podcast, Adela Ehi. Welcome back to our series, Weenie for Ashes. This is episode 2, and the title of episode 2 is Breaking the Limited Mindset. On today's episode, you guys have a very special guest, a returning guest from previous episodes of mine, my friend Lawrence. Hi, Lawrence. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing really good. How's your new year been? How's it been?
Pretty good. You know, game day to day. I'm trying to keep the fire in my heart.
For sure. The Bible says he who started this good work shall surely finish it. So keep on in the race, my dear brother. But Lawrence, as I mentioned earlier in the introduction, the title of our podcast is Breaking the Limited Mindset. Yeah. Your own words, what are limitations?
Limitations, in my words, are basically things that block you from your goal. Whether your goal is to be a doctor, lawyer, whatever the case may be, whether your goal is to get closer to God, which that should be all our goals, but whatever your goal is, limitations are basically like things that are blocking you from achieving your goal.
You just hit it like nail on, point dot, whatever they be saying nowadays. That's true. Like, I can't carry on to what you said, but I entirely agree with what you said. Limitations are things that block you from getting to your goals, whether it's to be lose weight, get closer to Jesus, or even like simply, I don't know, buy a house or a car.
Yeah.
This takes me to my second question for you, Lawrence. Lawrence, what is a limited mindset in your own words?
A limited mindset is basically, instead of outer limitations, like, you know, things that are actually that maybe you are in your situation or whatever, I feel like it's inner limitations. It's you stopping yourself. Like, you're telling yourself, oh no, I can't do this. Oh no, I won't pass this. Or no, I don't have enough money for this. Whatever the case may be, you're basically telling yourself that you cannot do such. And you're basically hindering yourself by telling yourself you can't do such. Because words come to pass. Whatever you say is going to happen. So if you tell yourself you can't do it, you're not going to do it.
Yes. I like how you use the word hinder. Because when people think of limitations, they will say obstacle, which is also a synonym. Like, you're entirely right. I'm not describing that word. But I like how you use the word hinder. Because, like, sometimes, like, for the most part, we're like our own hater. Like, we be like hindering ourselves from getting stuff. Look yourself in the mirror, but oh, you can't buy that car. You're too broke. You're too that. And that's the thing, like, this limited mindset, to just carry on to what you said. It's so self-imposed.
Yeah.
You'll be thinking, like, man, why can't I do it? You have brought it upon yourself. That's why. Just like carrying like another person's burden, you're fighting a battle that doesn't concern you. Here you are getting angry over folks who don't even know you and stuff, and I'm like, hey man, this ain't your battle to fight. Or like, this limited mindset, you don't gotta live it like that. Like, break out, be free.
I agree with that.
Awesome. Okay, Lawrence, my next question for you is, why do you think people have a limited mindset?
I feel like the limited mindset, it all starts like as a kid, in my opinion, like during your childhood. Because mainly what happens in your childhood usually is going to determine how you look through life or how you feel about life type stuff.
Yeah.
So like, if your parents are telling you on a day-to-day basis, like at the age of like 4 or 5, oh, you can't do this. Oh, we're too broke for this. Or, oh, we can't buy this. We can't do this. Whatever the case may be. If they are saying those hindering words to you, you're more likely, you're going to start to believe them, because that's all you're going to know. You're not going to know somebody's telling you, oh, you can do it. You did it. You trust you. You're not going to know somebody encouraging you, because that's all you know as a kid. Because kids, they going to repeat whatever you say. If you say something, they're going to repeat it. They're going to believe it. They'll full-heartedly do it, because kids are pure for the most part. Like, they literally are. Whatever you say, they're going to follow through with it. So if you tell these kids, oh, you can't do it, they're more likely going to grow up thinking they can't do it, unless they decide to break that mindset themselves. But
yeah, like, I'm on the same page as you. It's always like from a family and stuff, because it's like coming from a family of welders. Mother's a welder, father's a welder, eldest brother's a welder.
Yeah.
You, they think, okay, Bobby Jones, you're going to be a welder. Deep down, Bobby Jones, though, he didn't want to become a welder. He might want to become astronaut or even farmer, like medical doctor and stuff. But due to what the parents have probably said, saying, oh, no, there's nothing but welding in your life. Ain't nothing better than welding. That mindset would be like, dang, I won't be anything better than a welder. I guess I'll do something. And one thing about when you're limited, you're genuinely unhappy. There's no joy. It's like being locked up. Who wants to be locked up behind bars or even like in their room, in their house, 24/8? Everybody wants to go out time to time. People like, you may not want to go out every single day, but you want some fresh air for once, you know? Go for a jog, go to the coffee shop, go shopping, self-care, spa, whatever, and stuff. But like, you limiting yourself is like putting yourself in a cage and just be like, it's like a cycle, just like, oh, okay, Monday I do this, Tuesday I do that. Nothing new comes up in your life. You just, we live in the old, nothing new. Like, yeah, literally, I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah, I agree with that very much. And here's one point I like that you brought up, that you're not happy in life. Because here's one thing about a limited mindset. You're more likely, not only are you not happy, but you're going to start to make people around you unhappy. Because you are who you hang around. If you hang around people that are depressed, you're going to be depressed. Whether you like it or not, it's just the truth.
Association
matters. So if you yourself have a limited mindset, just know somebody around you is going to end up developing that mindset due to the factor of you just having this mindset yourself. Even though you may think it doesn't affect them, trust, it does, because we are who we hang around. If you hang around these sort of people, that's who you're gonna look, that's what you're gonna look like. And
I mean, you're like a reflection of like whatever you do and stuff. Like, the darkness will come out in the light. Like, your secret, like, how do I put this, like, just be true to yourself, because it'll come out eventually. Is that
literally,
but yeah. My next question for you is, how do you break a limited mindset?
Honestly, it's a very difficult task. Yeah. Because if that's all you know, that's all you know how to do. Mm. You don't really know anything else. But me, if you have such a limited mindset, what I would say is try to look at life differently. Don't look at life like, oh, I can't do it. Look at life like, oh, I will do it.
Yes. So
even if you may not achieve it, you still did something to get there. You're still not going to feel, let's say, for example, you want to become a doctor. You go to school for 10 years trying to become a doctor. Let's say you don't become a doctor. At the end of the day, you still try to become that. So even though you may not attempt that first try, on your second try, you'll become a doctor, just for the sake that you try. Versus the other person that said, oh, I can't do that, so I'm not even gonna bother. They never became a doctor. You don't see your potential. When you limit your mind, you don't see the potential you have in yourself.
Yeah. Because
guess what? That all you know. But if it was me and I have a limited mindset, just go throughout life. Just say, oh, I will do it. And also read the Bible. Remember, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It does not say some things. It does not say many things. It does not say, you know, anything that has to do with little things. It says all things, meaning that there is no problem, no issue, no situation you could come up with that would give you a reason to say, oh yeah, God can't do this for me. Because God can do anything. God will take even the people that you think, oh, they're nothing. God will take them and put them at the highest. God will take them and make them millionaires, billionaires, whatever the case may be, comedians, whatever. Steve Harvey was like that. Dwayne Johnson at one point. Now look at him, millionaire. God will do that. God can do anything for you. So even at that, read the Bible too. Really get a sense of, oh, I can do this. Because once you start changing the way you speak, saying, oh, instead of saying, oh, I can't do it, once you start saying, I will do it, you're going to do it.
For real. I just like how you brought it up, like saying, I can do this. It's like the power of the tongue is real. If you're saying you cannot do it, it'll be an outcome. Like, you will not do it if you say you cannot do it. You have to speak life to yourself. Like, yeah, it may not look like it now, but 5 years from now, 5 months from now, you like you, it'll be there. Like, you carry your evidence as fast as you say, I carry my evidence and stuff. And I just like wanted to add on to you was like, how like, oh, you want to use Abraham in the Bible, how Abraham had to like leave his father's house. He obeyed the Lord and he left. Mind you, his father's people, they were serving Jesus. They were serving like these false gods and stuff. And I like, and the way I want to connect Abraham is like, Abraham not only broke out of like such cycle of serving like false God, but he also broke that limited mindset saying, yes, there is a true God. And I believe and trust him, and I'm going to go where he's telling me to go because I know he has a plan for me. And to even tag on to that, just like the Lord has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29, like, I know the plans I have for you, plan of good and not of evil and stuff. So it's just up to you, like, will you go where the Lord wants you to be, or will you be speaking against of your own tongue, or will you be limiting yourself, or will you be holding yourself back from doing it? Like, me personally, I'm big on New Year's resolutions. They work for me and stuff. And I suggest put your New Year's resolutions in quarters. I have, like, I already have goals for this January to March, first quarter of the year. And I grow by them. I mean, for the most part, last year, a good bit of my goals were accomplished. And some of it had to be carried over into this year. But I'm grateful that I was able to break out of that. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. And I was able to do it. For an example, for those that don't know, I launched my Bonnet and Direct business last year, August, on my birthday. I've been wanting to do this business since August 2020. No, even just 2020. And this same Lawrence you guys hear, I was like, hey, man, Lawrence, I wish I could do this. Lawrence, I wish I had this business. Lawrence, if I had this business, the amount of money I'd be making and stuff. They have, like, people, they don't know me no more and stuff. And then summer, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this business. And you know the even like aspect of me that even like I find shocking is that I had a vendor's number, but the way I was limiting myself was this: I didn't bother to try her or buy a sample. I just assumed, oh, these fake, it's a fake vendor off of Alibaba. They will steal my money and they won't get my stuff. I won't get none of my stuff. I'm like, I had the thing. And that's the thing with some of us. We will have the keys to like our destinies or to our treasures, but we will not try to open the door. We will try. We'll sit here and say, oh, I know this key won't work. Look at how it's shaped. It won't work and stuff. Like, sometimes, like, not even sometimes, many of us, we have the answers to our own problems, but we don't want to try it. And that's why we're in the same place we are. We know we could accomplish it, but the fear of rejection, the fear of what others are going to say about us is like why we're holding ourselves back. And stuff. Like, with all honesty, many of us could be living like some lavish, beautiful, fun lives. But here we are talking about, oh no, I don't want them to say this, that, and that about me. Or I'm scared. Or what if I fall? Well, let me tell you this. For all these people that's at the top, they have fallen a lot of time to get to the top. Like, Steve Harvey used to live in his car, you guys. Like, go on YouTube, type in his life story. This man would tell you he lived in his car and stuff. Now look at him, multimillionaire TV host. Look at Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's everywhere and stuff. And other, like, true men of God and women of God, like, everyone start from the bottom to get to the top. So don't, like, feel like you're not going to do it. Like, one failure is not all. You're going to fall many times. But we learn from our mistakes, and that's what carries us to our unlimited mindset, you know? Our kingdom mindset. You fly our wings. But yeah, Lawrence, would you like to say anything at all?
I very much so agree with that. But here's the one thing I could say that to keep your unlimited mindset, see, that you have to stay disciplined. You cannot just say you want this and you try for one day, and then the next day you don't see results, you stop. You can't do that. You have to stay disciplined. It's not gonna happen overnight. You do not become a millionaire overnight. It takes time. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes years for some. Well,
tears, sweat.
Yes. Blood, sweat, tears. Yes, it takes all that. You cannot just say you want this, but you don't do anything about it. Yes, yes, you may think you can do it, but if you are not showing your actions, you're the same as a limited mindset.
Right, like, with all honesty, some of us are deceiving ourselves. Like, I like the story of, actually, no, but like, I'll come back to this another day. Some of us are deceiving ourselves, like, giving ourselves false hope. Some of us are, like, literally our biggest own hater. Like, you legit be hating on yourself, saying that, oh, you cannot do it. You can do it. I'm telling you. You can do it. These things are called season. Yes, in a season of your life, things may not work out. In a season, you may feel sad. In a season, things may not, like, go as planned. That's all part of being life. That's all part of being, like, human. You're not a robot. You have feelings. Robots don't have feelings. You pour water on them, they malfunction. They don't cry and stuff. But you get the point. You have a say. You have a, like, you have a life. If your heart is beating, you have a destiny calling to fulfill. It's only folks who are not alive don't have nothing to do. That's why they're buried underground. Literally. Yes. That's literally the reason why they're buried. You don't keep dead people in your bedroom. You bury them. There's no purpose. Why are they in your bedroom if they're not alive? And stuff. And this also just takes me to, like, a scripture I would like to share before we close up. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision down, write it plain, and follow it. So, like, I'm just going to encourage anyone here who may be in a limited mindset, who may believe that they cannot do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. Write your vision down. Follow it. If it's a business, brainstorm the business. Get your vendors. Get the money you want to put, the prices. All how you're going to do it. Because that's how I started my own, like, my own bonnet business. Aloria Day. That's how I did it. Like, brainstorm everything. Contacted the people. I got my stuff. Like, here I am. And stuff. Like, I encourage you, even if it's not a business, write down what you want to complete in the next 6 months. Because I just pray that where you were last year, you will not be there in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I just pray 6 months from now, for those who may not be feeling some kind, we're not even 6 months, but 6 weeks from now, for those who may not, 6 days from now, for those who does not feel good, I pray, may God give you eternal joy, and may God give you peace and happiness. The Bible says, I give you peace not as the world gave you. I pray you receive that God, the peace that only the Holy Spirit, the Lord God, can give you. And I also pray that limited mind to them, make some of you guys believe that may you break free. May 2022 be the last year that you cage yourself from doing things that you want to do.
Amen.
And I pray, may you step out with full confidence, authenticity, and just go for it. Like, I just pray, just go for it. And if you're actually listening to this, and you actually go for it, please send me testimonies. I would love to share my pain.
Yeah.
I am not kidding. I would surely love to share it and stuff. And yeah, that's really it. I wish you all the best. Mr. Lawrence, anything else you would like to add on before we close up?
Thank you for having me to talk about our unlimited mindset in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, that was all. Lawrence, would you like to do closing prayer for us?
Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this podcast we have shared, Lord. We ask you that you touch the hearts of every listener. Whether they listen to 5 minutes, 10 minutes, Lord, we ask that you touch the hearts of every listener in this podcast, Lord. Let all of us achieve the goals we want in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whatever goal we want to attend, whatever goal we need, Lord, even the goal to get closer to you, Lord, we ask that we achieve these goals in Jesus' name. Nothing shall stop us from achieving these goals, Lord. Lord, we also ask for you to send us destiny helpers to even assist us while we are on this journey to our goals, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, in mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I ask for one thing. Those who may be struggling with self-confidence, may you give them confidence, oh God. Those who are scared to speak, may you give them a voice to speak up, oh God.
Amen.
Father God, I pray these people's light will not be dimmed, will not be hindered. in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray all what you have in store for them shall be fulfilled, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that no more limitations, oh God, no more hindering, no more obstacles, oh God. And Father God, for those that may see themselves, for those that put themselves as like their own personal hater, I pray, God, may they become their own number one supporter, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May them see themselves the way you see them, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, I thank you for everyone who's listening. I thank you for Lawrence, oh God. I thank you for all the ones who's listening all over the world, oh God. Father God, I pray, may 2023 not be a repeat of 2022. May 2023 Amen. Be a better year for them, for me, Lawrence, and everyone connected to all of us, oh God. In Amen. The mighty name of Jesus. Father Amen. God, thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Lawrence,
Corey, thank you for joining me. I so dearly appreciate you. May the Lord bless you. And I pray that all what
you
do this year, that you complete it fully. And I pray that you carry your evidence.
Amen.
Jesus. And when you do, you know I will post. yeah. but thank you so much. And this is Adela Ehi. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. I wish you guys the best. I will see you guys on episode 3 of our series, Beauty for Ashes.